Morning Ireland, 13 minutes past 8. The Garda Representative Association has said the far right has become emboldened, that there has been an increase in assaults on Gardaí politicians and others online and in person, and that Gardaí are afraid to pursue fleeing suspects and criminals for fear of being prosecuted. They're gathering in Westport for their annual conference today. The Garda Commissioner wasn't invited, and as a result, the Minister for Justice is refusing to attend. Brendan O'Connor is President of the Garda Representative Association and joins us now from Westport. Brendan O'Connor, good morning.
Good morning.
You say that an emboldened far right has continued to make the job even tougher. Emboldened how and by who?
Well, The news that has emerged in recent days about the targeting of politicians' homes and people wearing masks and erecting posters, I suppose, is symptomatic of what our members are encountering in relation to people being very aggressive, very much in their face at protests, showing most people are aggressive in the language they use and the provocation and the way they confront our members, and putting cameras in their faces and recording our members, trying to identify them online. Just a very more aggressive style of protest and confrontational situations arising on a more regular basis for our members as they go about their daily policing duties. Across a wide spectrum of issues, as we say, protesting the politicians, anti-immigration protests, that sort of thing. Just, I think it's well documented and well circulated on social media, the sort of thing that our members are facing in an increasing on a daily basis.
Yes, those are the examples, and we'll talk about one in particular in a moment. But how has that happened, in your view?
Well, I suppose it's a combination of factors. It's certainly it's outside the sphere of policing. I suppose changes in populism and political ideologies and the growth of them, but certainly our members would feel that the overzealous oversight and discipline has made our members, I suppose, less likely to engage in this kind of robust policing that would have been necessary, and our members don't have the confidence to take action a lot of the time because they're second-guessing their judgment and their decision-making because of oversight and discipline and what they see is the over-regulation of the force. The focus is on Gardaí, not on those who break the law. It's certainly the perception a lot of our members are telling us this is what they have when they go out to do their duties. And again, a lack of training and lack of equipment to deal with situations. We still find ourselves, okay, we're heralding the possible introduction of body cameras, stuff that's a standard issue across the world that our members don't have, and of course everything that underpins all our problems is in relation to recruitment and retention. Just the number of Gardaí available to respond to these incidents, which, you know, so traditionally we protest would be things that are planned, probably concentrated in urban areas, around the Dáil, places like that, where it was, I suppose, a focus of political activity. Now, as you saw, very sporadic incidents can arise at institutions around the country, hotels and guest houses that house immigrants, and indeed homes of elected representatives. So,
yes, well,
unpredictable.
On that point, the gathering at the homes of elected representatives, masked men gathering outside the home of the Integration Minister, Roderick O'Gorman, last Thursday. Why did the Gardaí not make arrests there?
Yeah, well, of course, I can't comment on an individual case or second-guess the thinking of members at the scene. But again, this is the sort of ties in what we're saying is we don't have a cohesive training program. We don't have the ongoing education of Gardaí in the classroom where we're kept up to speed, reminded, refreshed about legislation. I can't say if these are specific factors, but I suppose as well, Paul says, you know, a memo was issued to members reminding them that they have to do their job. Our members are well aware of their obligations under the law, but certainly
Memo, Brendan O'Connor, a directive circulated internally to Gardaí on Friday, the day after the protest. The Garda Commissioner told senior officers that erecting posters and signs at politicians' homes can constitute a form of harassment, threatening behaviour and abusive conduct, and that it was imperative that Gardaí protect citizens from such behaviour. He stressed that Gardaí have the legal power to arrest and detain people, and it was incumbent upon them to respond to these protests appropriately and adequately. Why didn't Gardaí simply take down the posters?
Well, again, that directive is quite vague in its content. It doesn't say what legislation Gardaí should use. And again, very very light on
detail. It does. Sorry, Brendan O'Connor, it does. It says the legal powers Gardaí have under the Public Order Act, the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act and other legislation are critical components in keeping people safe.
Yes, that is a general comment on the availability of legislation, but no specific instruction and no organisational policy. And that ties in what we would say about how our members feel vulnerable and isolated, because they're left with decisions to make without clear... there's certainly reference to legislation, but there's no clear guidance of what exact actions they should engage in and what legislative provisions they should rely on in those circumstances. And again, we're not commenting on the individual circumstances, but that's what we're saying. Bring Gardaí in for training, bring them into classrooms, talk to them, go through legislation, scenario-based training, and what exactly... are the options available to them? Just referencing, vague references to possible statutes that may be invoked is not, we believe, a sufficient response from the organisation and not sufficient leadership or indeed management of these situations.
You have a range of concerns to be raised, discussed and debated at your conference today, but you haven't invited the Garda Commissioner to hear them, and the Minister for Justice won't be there in support of her Commissioner. With no one to hear you, is this conference just a talking shop?
Well, I wouldn't say it's just a talking shop because, as we outlined there, there are huge issues and challenges facing our members. And regardless of how we communicate with the Minister or with the Garda Commissioner, we still need to talk to our delegates, talk among ourselves and find out what are the issues that need to be addressed, and we will communicate them. It is unfortunate that we found ourselves in a position that we felt our own credibility was on the line if we didn't invite the Garda Commissioner. The Minister's own decision, we believe, was a wrong one on her behalf, because the issues we have with the Minister, with the governments around conditions of employment and wages and pensions and stuff like that, that we believe are outside of the operational sphere, which is where we have our problem with the Garda Commissioner. But we will certainly engage in robust debate. We will adopt policies and strategies for our organisation, and we will articulate them and communicate them through the appropriate channels to the relevant government departments or Garda management indeed.
Brendan O'Connor, President of the Garda Representative Association, thank you. 8:20.